Queens of the Stone Age are a California band with a new album called R, as in the movie Rating Code for Restricted. Rock critic Ken Tucker says the band pulls together its hard rock music from a wide range of often contradictory sources.
Someone recently told me that his summer guilty pleasure was going to see the teen cheerleader movie Bring It On, because he's not a teenager and he knows it's cheesy. Queens of the Stone Age started out as a guilty pleasure for me because its CD is all adolescent melodrama and I ain't no adolescent, and because it's full of cheesy guitar riffs. But they're big, well-played cheesy guitar riffs, so I've decided not to feel guilty about this pleasure. It takes talent to come up with stuff that stupid that sounds this good. Meet Queens of the Stone Age lead singer-guitarist Josh Homme, who, Rolling Stone magazine reports, often greets audiences by saying, "Hello, we're not angry and we don't rap." Not that Homme has anything against rap, it's just that he's a 20-something in love with the sound of buzzing guitars as heard on 20-year-old records by artists as various as Lynyrd Skynyrd, David Bowie, and Black Sabbath. In fact, Queens of the Stone Age are currently touring as part of Ozzfest, the hard rock tour for stoner kids headlined by Sabbath's old geezer Ozzy Osbourne. Josh Homme and his band make hard rock with elaborate structural ambitions. His best compositions unfurl with grand flourishes, and the crunchy riffs that keep his grandiosity witty, not merely pretentious. On the CD jacket, he subjects each Queen song to his own rating system. SE for subversive elements, D for disbelief, R for revenge. These prove generally to be more incisive than the ones Jack Valenti's henchmen give to movies. Hailed as great post-grungers, the band sounds to me like guys who want to extend the tradition of divine stupidity of 70s punk bands like the New York Dolls and the Dead Boys.
Oh, well.
the most intriguing thing about Queens of the Stone Age. I bet if you heard each of these songs on this album at different times, interspersed over a period of time on the radio, you'd think they were each created by a different group. Except for the lead singer's calmly crazy voice, the tunes have very little in common with each other stylistically. Yet the album hangs together as a work of young men bent on cracking the secret code of harsh rock and roll. Or, to use a different metaphor, I think this CD contains the DNA for a strain of rock that will carry heavy metal into this new century as a new monster.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed R by Queens of the Stone Age.